first time I ever considered a marriage of small towns and technology was in 1988. I'm Dan LaRocque in Whiskey Creek, B.C. I'd gotten a lift from a young farmer in a low brown Cadillac. Jim Long was his name, on the way home to Lloydminster from a conference in Regina. He talked about Tommy Douglas and Monty Python, told me if the nabob man ever swept his crop off the table with a stick, there would be some serious unhappy days ahead. He showed me his quarter section, his barley, and the deer that were both his neighbors, and his jerky. I could see it was all very beautiful, but had to ask, don't you ever get bored? He told me yes, sometimes, but that if he ever truly hankered for a crowd, all he had to do was drive down to Regina, connect to Vancouver or Paris or Rio, and be front row and elbows deep in a matter of hours. As it was, he had a satellite dish, a radio, and a Cadillac, and that was all the in-touch he needed. 7 years later, I tried it myself. That experience with living wired in the sticks ended in disaster, or at least insolvency. That was back when everybody seemed to be working for free, not just Amazon.com. Though I was getting all the information I could ever want. You can't eat information. I learned you're better off living as a farmer and a hobby writer than as a writer and a hobby farmer, and neither of them holds much weight with Citibank. I went back to Vancouver where the money was, but I still believe technology could hold some key to backwoods living. We count on our cities to provide work and goods and more work and diversions, a place to find love and sex, a place to get lost. But we're reaching a point where technology can satisfy all those needs without your leaving the house. So you may as well put that house somewhere pleasant. But for more than just day traders living low rent and white collar, technology can help small towns develop an economy beyond the pulp mill or the empty nets. If small B&B owners or horse loggers or needle pointers or mail order sloganeers can make use of a spot on the world market, small towns could see a return of their young people and the noises they bring with them. That's the theory anyway, and I just bet the farm on it. For ToddRadio.com, this is Dan LaRocque in Whiskey Creek, B.C., future home of the Hard Labor Fantasy Camp.com.